Yannis Ali Farakov, Mishnah Hay Akash, Agabi Amita, Lohina Nail Biyada, Element Anail Begupa. If there's straw on your bed, you're not allowed to move the straw around on Shabbat in order to make it comfortable for you to sleep on. And straw is considered mukzah. Normally straw is used for fuel. So therefore it's mukzah on Shabbat, so you cannot move it around with your hands. However, you are allowed to move it around with your body. And when you move something with your body, that's called tiltul kalacha. You're moving something in an indirect way, which is mutter on Shabbat. However, if the straw had been reserved to be used for animal food, in such a case it would not be mukzah, and you would be allowed to move it around with your hand on Shabbat. Or, if you had placed a pillow or a sheet on the straw before Shabbat, and that way indicating that you plan on sleeping on the straw would no longer be mukzah in such a case, since it is now reserved to be used to sleep on, so therefore, you would be allowed to move it around with your hand, since it is not mukzah. A clothing press of Bali Bata, a non-professional clothing press. You're allowed to undo the press on Shabbat in order to get out the clothing from the press, but you cannot press clothing on Shabbat. Now, the press in those days consists of two long, heavy boards, and the clothing is placed between the boards, and the top board is pressed down on the lower board, thereby pressing the clothes. Now, since a non-professional press does not press down very hard, so it's easy to undo. So you're allowed to undo it on Shabbat to get out the clothing. However, you can't press clothing on Shabbat. The reason being is that the clothing has to be in the press for a long time before it's ready to be worn. So if you press clothing on Shabbat, it will only be ready till after Shabbat, and you're not allowed to do something on Shabbat in order to prepare for after Shabbat. But a professional press of a laundryman, that cannot be touched at all on Shabbat. You can't even undo the press to get out the clothing on Shabbat. The reason being is that a professional press, the top board, is fastened securely to the lower board. And it's very difficult to undo. And undoing it on Shabbat would be similar to seiser, to knocking something down, which is usher. So therefore, you should not touch it at all on Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Haya Mutter, Me'er Shabbat, Mater as Kulo Vishomto. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the professional press was partially undone from before Shabbat, in such a case, you would be allowed to undo it on Shabbat and to take out the clothing. And since it's already partially undone from before Shabbat, you can complete the job on Shabbat. It would not be similar to the Malacha of Seisr. It is permissible on Shabbat to pick up your son in a chaser, in a courtyard, even though your son has a stone in his hand. And even though by virtue of picking up your son, you're causing the son indirectly to be moved, which is also on Shabbat. However, we're talking about where the boy is very attached to his father, and if his father does not pick him up, he may get ill. So therefore, the Chacham allow you to pick up your stone, since you're not directly moving the stone. And they're not mechayev you to shake the stone out of your son's hand, since your son might cry if you shake the stone out of his hand. However, if the son had a coin in his hand, it would be usher to pick up the boy, and the Chacham were afraid that maybe the coin would drop out of the boy's hand, and the father will forget his Shabbat and pick up the coin for his son. And that way he'll be directly moving the mukzah, so therefore the Chacham did not allow you to pick up your son if there's a coin in his hand. You're allowed to pick up a basket on Shabbat, even though the basket contains a stone. Now, we're not talking about where the basket only contains a stone, because in that case, the basket itself would be mukzah. It would be a basis l'davar ha'asur, a base for something that's mukzah, and therefore it would be mukzah itself. We're talking about where there's also fruit inside the basket. So therefore, the basket is a basis l'davar ha'asur or l'davar ha'mutter. It's a base for both something that's mukzah and for something that's not mukzah. And since a non-mukzah item, which is a fruit, is more chashuv than the mukzah item, the basket would not be mukzah. However, the Mefarshim said that you're only allowed to pick up the basket that contains the stone if it's impossible to shake out the fruit from the basket. For example, there's very soft fruit in the basket, such as strawberries or grapes, that if you shake out the fruit from the basket, they would get ruined. So in that case, they would allow you to carry the basket. However, if it contains the type of fruit that would not get ruined if you shake out the basket, you would be mechuyev to shake out the basket from its contents and shake out the stone as well. And that way, you can go ahead and pick up the fruit and put it back in the basket while the stone will remain outside the basket. And so, too, if it's possible to shake out just the stone from the basket without the fruit, you would be mechuyev to do so instead of carrying the basket together with the stone. And even though the basket is not muksa, since it's a bus, it's both to a davar asur and a davar hamusra, however, if it's possible in any way to shake out the stone from the basket, you would not be allowed to move the basket with the stone inside. You're allowed to move a basket on Shabbos that contains truma tmea, truma that had become tamei, if the basket also contains truma tahara, or if it also contains chul. As truma tmea is muksa, truma tmea cannot be eaten even by a coin, it can only be burnt. So therefore it is muksa on Shabbos. However, if the basket also contains truma that is tahara, or it also contains chulin, so the basket is a basis to a davar hamuksa and to a davar hamutar, and therefore the basket would not be muksa. So you would be allowed to move the basket, even though it also contains the truma tmea. However, that's only if the truma tmea is on top. So it's impossible to remove the truma tahara from the basket without also moving the truma tmea. So in that case, you can move the basket with the truma tmea inside. However, if the truma tahara is on top, while the truma tmea is on bottom, you would not be allowed to move the basket, since you can just easily remove the truma tahara from the basket and carry the truma tahara without having to carry the truma tmea. Rabbi Huda Aimraf Mahan is a meduma ba'echad umeh. Rabbi Huda says, so too on Shabbat, you're allowed to remove the meduma of 1 in 100. Now we're talking about truma that got mixed in with chulin. One part truma got mixed in with 100 parts chulin, so therefore the truma is batal. A truma is batal if it gets mixed in with chulin, and the truma is less than 1% of the mixture. However, the Chachamim said that you have to remove some of the produce and give it to the kohen, and even though the truma is batal, but since the truma belongs to the kohen will end up losing out, and the truma does not belong to you, so you have to take some of the produce and give it to the kohen. You have to take the amount of produce that equals to the amount of truma that fell into the mixture and give that to the kohen, and according to Rabbi Huda, you would be allowed to remove that produce to be given to the kohen on Shabbos. And it would not be considered mitakin. And even though to separate truma on Shabbos is considered mitakin, but that's because you cannot eat produce until the truma is taking off. So therefore, to take off the truma is mitakin. It's fixing up the produce and readying it to be eaten. However, when truma falls into chulin and becomes basal, according to Rabbi Huda, you're allowed to eat the produce even before you separate some of the produce to be given to the kohen. So therefore, since you can eat the produce even before you separate the produce that you're giving to the kohen, to remove the produce would not be considered mitakein, and you would be allowed to do so on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Huda.